Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from City Center here in White Plains for Fran's World. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. And now I'm pleased to introduce a woman who wowed me at Talk Walk a while back with her wit, charm, and humor. She has many accomplishments. Most notably, she's the fastest talking woman in the world. We'll try to keep up with her. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World with your host, Fran Capo.
Hey, Jim. Hey, thank you. Ah, I'm so excited. This is my second show, and we are here live in White Plains, like you said, at the City Center. And so I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. We just did a live event over at Kensico Dam.
We did. That was the first of our two screenings.
Ago. Yes. It was very good. So how's your world?
Oh, mine's really well. I hope your world is just as fine as mine, actually.
Okay, good. Well, I'm excited because I have a fantastic show lined up today.
You do.
And I have six guests who are all in my world, who all have a passion for everything they do in life. And you know, my show is about humor, happiness, health, and living your dreams. And that's what all of my guests here today do. So I am so excited. And, you know, you can hang out, you can listen to what they have to say, you can talk to them later, whatever you need to do. But I am ready to start whenever you guys
All right. I'm Jim Cleefield, and now let's turn it over to Fran.
Okay, so I don't think we should wait too much longer because I have a full-packed show here, and I want to introduce my first guest, which at least all these people are my really good friends. And that's not the requirement to be on Fran's World, by the way, but it just so happens because I love all people with passion, and John and I know each other for a while. Now I'm going to read the credits because simply there are just too many credits to memorize, all right? So, John Bastow is well-known TV and internet personality, news reporter, motivational speaker, author, and creator of the best-selling Fitness Made Simple video series. His news reports and other videos seen all over YouTube, Daily Motion, AOL, MSN, USA Today, Hollywood Life. Put it this way, he's all over the place. John has appeared as a commentator on WebPates TV, the MOM Gossip TV, Fox News Red Eye, where he provides opinions on current events and pop cultures, John's Wake Up Words motivational posts, which inject positivity, and he's got like a million followers on all his different, you know, Vine and Instagram, and just recently, John was hired to be a national spokesperson for Astro. He'll tell you more about that. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. I got to hire you as my publicist.
That's it, really. Exactly. Well, I am. We'll talk rates later. Okay.
It's a percentage. It's a commission deal, dear.
Oh, forget about that. Okay. No. All right. So, John, just so people know, now, Fitness Made Simple, everybody knows about. It was on TV. It was in the malls. You couldn't walk somewhere without seeing a picture of you without your shirt on. And not that he has to do that today. But, John, how did you get into Fitness Made Simple? Briefly, because there's so much more to talk about.
Basically, it came out of my own efforts to try to get fit. I was a bowling pin shaped guy. I had a big wide middle, long skinny arms, no shoulders whatsoever. And I was at a very down point in my life when I had gotten this goal. Beforehand, I'd been on a TV show which had ended. And there was nothing going on for me for about over a year. And I just felt like a real loser. And I said, I was in debt. I had a house that I couldn't support. And I said, I've got to really find some direction. And one thing I always wanted to do was to appear in a fitness magazine in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. Like everybody has passing goals.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to dedicate my efforts to do that because they don't put bowling pins on the covers of fitness magazines.
No, not usually.
So I tried every different media hype fitness regimen out there, the no carb diet, the no fat diet, work out every day, work out only a few days a week, all different types of things. And at the end of a year, I was getting almost nowhere near the results that I should have been getting based on the effort I was putting in. And that's when I got to the point, like so many people get, where you think, this is the body nature gave me, this is what I'm stuck with, I'm just going to throw up my hands and quit. And the two things that stopped me from doing that is, number one, I hate wasting money, and number two is I hate wasting time. And I'd wasted so much damn time and so much damn money on my efforts to try to get fit that I was not going to give up. And I spent one weekend going over everything I'd done over the past year, what might have worked, what worked to some degree, what might work if I tweaked it, and what didn't work at all. And then I had this one aha moment, like an Oprah aha moment, where I realized everything Madison Avenue tells us, everything the ads on TV tell us, were lies. They always say there's one approach to fitness. You eat a certain way,
right.
You look like this. You work out with this ab gadget or gizmo, you get this body. There is no way you will ever look like the models in those ab gadget and gizmo commercials if you are just working out with that machine, period.
Right.
You've got to do what I created, which is the fitness triangle, and that's a three-pronged approach to fitness. It's time-conserving, lean, muscle-building workouts, a fat-fighting, muscle-building nutritional meal plan, and then supplementation to maximize the results of your gym and your kitchen efforts.
And let me tell you, I mean, you know this, because I was trying to lose weight for a while, and I was trying all different things. I was like, John, just give me something that I can do. And then he said, look, you want to do a simple thing? Get rid of the four whites. No salt, sugar, flour, dairy. I'm like, that's easy. I could just look at it and go, well, that's salt. Well, that's flour. That's sugar. That's dairy. And the pounds dropped off. And then, of course, you were helping me with other things as well. We would do these really long walks. And but it was just about doing the whole triangle that he talks about, which was made simple. I have his videos. And guys, you can't see it because obviously we're on radio. But if you go to, what's your website?
If you go to fitnessmadesimple.com, you can find out all about that stuff. And also on johnbaistow.net.
Now, the thing is, because John, you have motivation. And obviously you did that because you took everything that you did and you compacted into how could I make this work for me and for other people. You've taken that motivation and that passion and now developed it into a whole new world of motivation. Now you're doing, you got into social media, and again, you threw yourself into that, you know, and explain how you used your passion and your success from Fitness Made Simple to transition into this other world.
I think one thing about fitness and the way I approach it, especially with Fitness Made Simple, is I always say it begins in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you could have the best fitness program in the world in front of you, an exercise program, a nutrition program, but if you don't turn that switch in your head to make fitness a priority, you will never get the results that you're after. You'll never stick to the program. And I always say the mind has the tools to build the body.
Right.
So since a lot of the Fitness Made Simple program was mental, when I was hired to do different talks and everything, it was very motivational to a lot of people. And,
right.
and they said, well, a lot of times when I was speaking, that all of a sudden the Fitness Made Simple program would sort of like turn the key that unlocked the lock to fitness for them. And so that sort of transpired into what I've always wanted to do, was to help people or empower them to achieve their goals, not just fitness oriented. You can use the same dedication, the same discipline that you use to change your body to also change your life, so that you're not stuck with that dead end 9-to-5 job. You're not waking up 10 years later saying, what the hell did I do with my life? And that you go for your goals and you believe in yourself and you say screw it to the naysayers and the haters.
Exactly, because everything in life is you having the position that you're a victor, not a victim. It's not.
You got to be the hero of your own story,
exactly.
Not the victim and not the villain.
And right, you can't be, and like you say, if there's haters and they go, I can't believe you're doing it that way, you know, like you go over there and stand over there, don't bother me.
Or leave them cheerful and stupid. Just say, yeah,
just smile
and walk
go?
Away. You don't
God
need to
bless.
Argue.
Yeah,
God
right.
bless.
So
God
now,
bless, keep it moving.
And the other thing too is right now, let's just talk a little bit about you getting hired at Astro now. Is
very exciting.
One of the, so explain what that is to people.
Sure. Astro is actually a health and fitness app, which is amazing. It's an artificial intelligence app that I think is going to revolutionize the fitness industry, because what it does is it keeps track. It becomes your best buddy. It keeps track of your exercise, your nutrition efforts, and it basically helps you to stick to your fitness program, but also gives you advice on what to do next.
So like if you're stuck at a certain level, it'll say, hey, try this.
It's like, think of it like this. It will do exactly that. And the thing is, it can even get, like if your location services enabled, it can say like, oh, we noticed that it's nice outside. You've been in the gym for the past several days. Why don't you instead go for a hike? Or why don't you go for a bike ride and still get the same amount of calories burned, get the cardio done, but do it outside to stay stimulated. The other thing about it is Astro is pretty much like a Siri for your personal health and fitness. I call it an interactive GPS for your life. It becomes your new best friend.
Cool. Well, John, you know I could talk to you for like an hour, as if I could with all these, but unfortunately we're out of time. So where could people find out more about you? And if they want to hire you, if they want to just get, you know, advice from you, they want to buy your books, CDs, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Easiest way, it's not hard to find me on the web. You can go to johnbaistow.net for everything about me. And then as far as social media, I mean, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, but the big deal is Instagram. So it's Instagram, John Baistow TV.
You got that? Instagram, John Baistow TV. Go there. Let them know right now that you like them. I like them. I love them. Thank you very much, John, for being a guest. You know I love you.
I love you to death. I wish you so much success with this show.
Thank you.
You amaze and astound in everything you do, and this is going to be a huge hit.
Thank you. You hear that, people? We're those sponsors.
I said it. It's true.
Okay. Thank you, John.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl!
And we're back. Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and you're listening to Fran's World. This show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelift Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you could also like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram, Andrew C. Shark, and Fred's World TV. All right, now I'm excited because we have our second guest here, and another good friend that I just met recently, but he's been a big influence in my life, Dr. Kun Chung. Now, here's the thing. The average lifespan of a typical person in Tibet is of interest to most people. It's medicine that goes back 2,500-year-old medicine. And in Tibet, people just seem to live a very long life. Now, my guest, Dr. Kun Chung, who has been studying Tibetan medicine for over 20 years, he trained with a monk and doctor with a senior lineage of doctors at Buddhist monasteries from Ambo, Tibet. He received his master's in Tibetan medicine in 2007, and he's from a renowned university in Tibet. Now, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Okay, now, in Tibet, the term for a doctor is menpa. Can you please explain what that is and how Tibetan medicine works?
Okay, the Tibetan term, menpa. Men is like a benefit, the benefit to the people. Pa is the particle for the possession. It's the benefit to people to take care of the people.
And how does Tibetan medicine differ from Western medicine?
Tibetan medicine is totally different from the Western medicine and very similar to the Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. Tibetan medicine more focuses on the body and the mind, between the body and the mind, the balance. From the energy balance between the body and the mind. We have many focus on the emotional effect of the disease. We try to balance the both of them.
So basically, you're looking for the root cause of something. You're not looking, like if somebody got shot with a bullet, you're not looking to stick a Band-Aid on them. You're looking to find out, what caused the bullet to
yes,
be shot.
Yes, the root, the cause of the disease is the distance, and the distance cause is like ignorance. So we try to figure out what is the ignorance. Ignorance causes the three mental poisons, that is hatred and delusion, and the desire, hatred, and the delusion. That's why that causes the three humors, the wind, flame, and bile.
So basically, you're looking at the whole body.
Yes, the whole body system.
So you're doing that. Now, I know when I've gone to I have a Chinese doctor, I have an Ayurvedic doctor, and now you, the Tibetan. So you guys diagnosed by reading the pulse. How is it that possible without a machine that you could read the pulse? I mean, people look at me and they go, you're crazy. How could somebody read your pulse?
Yeah, that is like the different. Since I have been studying the Chinese medicine, the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, New York, mm-hmm. and like the Tibetan medicine, we diagnose the disease from the pulse and the urine. The diagnose. That means like.
And from the urine also.
Yes, we need to ask the patient to collect the urine early in the morning, the first time, the middle part of the urine, and we try to check the urine and the pulse together.
So the urine and the pulse together will give you a complete diagnosis of the body?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the unique Tibetan diagnosis.
Yeah,
because the urine diagnosis.
All right, now, when I went to you, you had given me 5 pills, and one of the pills was called a precious pill. And I understand that the precious pill is very complicated pharmaceutically when they put it together, and that it was originally put together by a senior physician from the Dalai Lama. What is in that precious pill that it was wrapped in silk that makes it so special?
Okay, the precious pills, they are like the different types of the precious pills. Normally, it's like there are more than 10 different types of the precious pills. That's made from like the minerals and the best the herbs from the Tibet, like the, normally like the more than like 50 and 70 and over 100 ingredients.
But now I understand that there was like things like gold and silver and copper inside there. I mean, maybe people might want to sell the pills instead of taking it. No, but I know that they also crush the pills, where I've never had a pill that I had to crush before. I always had pills in Western medicine that you actually just take. So why did we have to crush the pills as opposed to just being able to swallow it?
Because like the why we produce as powder and pills,
a harder
pill.
Yeah,
because like if you make like produce as a powder, it's easy to lose the smell and the capacity, the function.
So you're saying as a powder?
Yeah, as a powder. Yeah, that's
right.
Why we produce a lot of the ingredients and the formulas by pills.
Okay, so you do it that way. Now, I also read that when you take the precious pill, there's a lot of things you're not allowed to have. Like, you can't have any uncooked items like grains, vegetable, fruits, no alcohol, and no exercise, and no sex.
Yeah.
And so not that, but I'm just asking, so why all those things?
Because, like, if you stimulate the digestion tract too much, it's going to affect the medicine.
So what you're trying to do is stay calm so that the medicine can be absorbed into your system as opposed to having it with your adrenals blocking the stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
And can a person who's taken Tibetan medicine take traditional things like vitamin E, vitamin D, and supplements, and are they able to take Western medicine at the same time that they could take Tibetan medicine?
Yeah, if necessary, we're going to ask the patient to take it. But it's usually we ask like the patient to stop like taking other medication for one day.
One day.
Yeah.
And, okay, so now if somebody comes to your office, right? Well, first of all, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to reach you? Do you have a website or what?
I have the Facebook, the Gunanatha Tibetan Medicine.
And okay, you need to spell that out.
Gunanatha Gunanatha Tibetan Medicine,
Okay, well, we'll be putting that, I'll list that somewhere because someone might not have been able to get that spelling, right away. And your office is in Astoria?
Yes, in the Queens and Jackson Heights.
In Jackson Heights. So, so there. So now, if somebody came to your office like I did and it's their first time and they've never been to a Tibetan doctor, I know when I went there, I saw that you had all the stuff. Now, the pills that you give, you make or do you have a pharmacy?
No, it's difficult to get the materials from this country and other countries.
Only
order from the Tibet. Also, like even if you get like the same herb from United States or other countries, except the Tibet, but we are not allowed to use that as a Tibetan medicine.
As a Tibetan doctor, you have to use the ones that are from Tibet and not even if it's the identical herb here in the United States.
Yes, because like there are 7 conditions such as like the medicine herb grew up from the location, the area, which mentioned for medical tantra, and also we need to process a lot of like the detoxifying the herb.
Right, because that's a whole big thing. If you don't detox it the right way, you're just making it worse inside your body.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would love to talk to you more. Anybody interested in learning about Tibetan medicine, because this show is also about health, you can go to the website.
Gunanatha Tibetan Medicine, also Tibetan Medicine. Medicine Study Group.
Okay, yeah, Tibetan Medicine Study Group. Thank you so much for being a guest, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and this is Fran's World. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you could also please like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark, that's with a C at the end, and Fran's World TV. And now for my next guest, as we keep going with this star-studded panel of guests and people that are in my world, I am very happy to introduce a man that I met just last year in Montana, but we have become fast friends. His name is Tom Renner. He's a 7th-degree black belt in jiu-jitsu and 4th-degree black belt in the art of the Japanese sword. Tom's the owner of Kazan Dojo in Deer Park, Long Island, New York. I was just there. I was helping him do the opening. He's also the executive producer of the Sony picture Assassin X. He's an actor, stuntman, fight choreographer in the films such as Batman, Salt, Gangland, Redemption, and Funky Monkey. And he's been seen on Law and Order 6 times, probably more. Anyway, Tom, how are you?
Great, Fran. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Okay, don't have that low energy.
Hey, okay. Baby.
I saw you did that on purpose. Don't you dare do that. Okay, so how long, first of all, have you been training in the martial arts?
About 38 years now.
38 years?
Yeah, a long time. Started when I was a teenager.
I was going to say, how could that be? You look 39.
Thanks.
I always give you guest compliments. You know, John taught me that. No. Okay, so you've been doing 38 years. Now, you do jiu-jitsu. Explain to people how that is different. You know, people sometimes lump all the martial arts together. Oh, it's karate. No, it's jiu-jitsu. It's not aikido. It's not, you know. So explain a little bit how that's different.
Well, the karate, you come out and you do these prearranged set forms, and it's like a dance, and you do it by yourself most of the time. So they do these forms in the middle of the room, and then they start and they walk around the room and do their strikes and kicks and blocks, and then they wind up back in the same spot right where they started, and that would be one kata.
Okay, yeah, plus, I've done that. That's like going to the prom by yourself. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so with the jiu-jitsu now, we actually, when you get grabbed in a lapel grab or a front choke or someone swings a punch at you, we actually need a partner so that we can defend ourselves and learn all the pressure points and arm bars and ligament and tendon destruction techniques like I was teaching you in the dojo last
week. I was just going to say, I was there, and we had your volunteer guy who I swept on the floor a couple of times.
Yeah, Matt Fraunhofer. Yeah. He took some good falls for
yes,
you.
Yes, he did, and I liked it. I got to grab him. I got to poke him. I got to put him on the ground. You know, not often you could say that. You see a guy, you start, you know, knocking him to the ground.
That's right.
And now, what ages of people could come to the dojo? I mean, when is the youngest they could start training?
I usually let people come in around potty trained if their attention span is good enough around 2 or 3 years old, but usually around 4 or 5 years old, they're more apt to learning better and paying attention. Although we do get a lot of kids with ADD, ADHD, so their attention span isn't so great, but it's great for the martial arts because we really work on that, getting their attention span and having them focus and really, right. You know, concentrate on the techniques and listening to the instructors.
So you said potty train means no diapers. So no diapers. So sumo wrestlers can't come.
Well, sumo wrestlers and anyone over like 80, I guess. Okay. But, you know, we have someone close, but he's not in diapers yet. So
okay, well, good. Well, I don't want, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
But, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, right. So now this is a new dojo that just opened. So why don't you tell people where it is, just so they know, as before we move on.
Right, yeah. So we moved over to the main area on Deer Park Avenue, 2130 Deer Park Avenue.
That's in Long Island for you people in Westchester who might not know.
Right on Long Island, right next to Deer Hills Pizza, my good friend Joey over there. And it's a much busier road. It's a nicer location, a little quieter. I was next to a very noisy place for 24 years. And but now it's nice and quiet, and we have a great new location to train right over there.
So, guys, this is what you do. You go there, you train, you lose weight, you go next door, you eat pizza, you come back to the dojo, you train again. Okay, now, did your martial arts lead to you becoming a stuntman, or were you a stuntman and actor first? Which came first?
The jiu-jitsu or the stunts?
Yeah, right, exactly. Chicken or the egg.
Why did the jiu-jitsu guy cross the road? To beat the guy up on the other side.
Yeah, right, no. Exactly. To beat him up. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I did jiu-jitsu since I was a teenager all the way till I got older. And I actually met Sorky Michael DePasquale Jr., who was a jiu-jitsu instructor of mine and is now my grandmaster. And he introduced me to his stunt camp that he was running upstate New York. So I started attending the stunt camp.
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
From the stunt camp, getting shot, getting thrown downstairs, shooting guns, doing self-defense techniques, gun takeaways.
That sounds like my neighborhood. I'm Italian. That sounds exactly like my neighborhood. Yeah, okay.
So doing all of that stuff at the stunt camp. And then he actually put me in my first film called The Cutoff. And that's where I started doing fight scenes for Sorky Michael DePasquale Sr. and also Professor Wally J., my other jiu-jitsu instructor with Small Circle Jiu-Jitsu, and I train with his son now. But I got to be with them both in this film, The Cutoff, and do a dojo scene and get beat up by both grandmasters.
So basically you started in film by doing the stunt work, but of course you're acting when you're doing the stunt work also, so that's how you kind of literally, with no pun intended, fell into it.
Right, fell into it. But I did acting all the way through elementary school, junior high school. I did all theater and acting, and through college, through my bachelor's degree, I did all theater classes and stuff because I really wanted to do theater and acting, but I knew I wanted to get a regular job first and become a high school teacher and run my dojo and then kind of get into doing the acting as fun. It's more fun than a lifestyle.
I like the way you say regular acting, and if they know that you're in the dojo, the students probably listen a lot better. Listen, you know, I am a seventh degree black belt. Now, you've been in some really amazing films. I mean, everybody's heard of Batman, Saul, Gangland, Redemption. Do you have any cool, like, you know, listen, just give me one cool takeaway story. I think I heard you telling me about Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, we were filming one of the scenes on Long Island, and it was very cold and snowy, and there were 4 helicopters involved in the scene, 2 on the ground, 2 in the air, and very dangerous scenes. You know,
right.
We had to sign the waivers and do all kinds of crazy stuff to do the scene. It was very dangerous. And as we were walking to the helicopter one time, they said cut, and we stopped, and Angelina turned away, and she fell, and I dove, and I caught her. So she wouldn't hit the ice, and she's looking up at me going, "Hi, I'm Angie, by the way." And I said, "I'm Tom. I know who you are."
Yeah,
you
right,
know?
And you're my hero.
And so from there, she asked me, "Listen, could you just help me off the ice for the next couple hours that we're working together?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." So every time we cut, she turned around, put her hand out, and we held hands, and I walked her off the ice. And actually, about 3 or 4 times in, I didn't run up to her right away, and she kind of looked at me and said, "Tom, come here."
Like, where are you?
Right, and I said, "Well, I don't want to be like the stalker guy on the set, because right. Everyone's looking at me like, what the heck, you know?" And then she's like, no, we're working together, I really want you to help me, so.
And then she kissed you, and the rest is history. But
only on the cheek,
about,
only on the cheek.
Only on the cheek, I know, we're not spreading rumors.
She
but I
want
to talk about your movie, because you went from acting, and now you have a movie that Sony actually is involved with. It's called Assassin X, and where can people see that movie?
It's all over the internet. It's on sale right now at Amazon Prime. You could buy the DVD.
And it was also in Redbox.
It was on Redbox, actually, yeah, for quite some time. For about 3 or 4 months, it was in Redbox.
Isn't that fantastic? So you went from from stuff from your dojo to stunt school to acting, now producing. And you've also written articles, if you want to just tell us about that briefly.
Oh, yeah, I've written probably about 6 or 7 articles for Martial Arts Insider magazine. Sorky DePasquale had his magazine. for a long time, Karate International.
So you've done a ton of stuff. So people need to just research you and find out more.
They can find me on Facebook, under Tom Renner.
Give them Facebook Tom Renner with two N's, R-E-N-N-E-R.
It's a palindrome, yes.
Okay, a palindrome. Oh, no. See, now you're getting technical on me. Anyway, thank you so much, Tom, and I'll see you in the studio. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. We'll be back in a moment. This is Fran's World.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl!
And we're back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and this is Fran's World. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, who's at my house right now, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you could like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark, S-H-A-R-C, and at Fran's World TV. And now we're back, and now I get to continue the show with another friend of mine. I love this because all the people in my life have passion for what they do. Now, the next man, he has many names. Mark Goldman, he's also known as the Man of Gold, the Gold Man. He's an actor, a model, an athlete, best known for his work in the classic cult hit, The Warriors. The Gold Man has also been involved since 1991 with A4M, the Academy of Anti-Aging, dedicated to the advancement of technology to detect, prevent, and treat aging as a disease. Okay, I look good. I go to you. You're also involved with the International Sports Hall of Fame. Currently, the Gold Man can be seen on the TV series Blue Bloods, The Blacklist, Orange is the New Black, Mr. Robot, Jim Gaffigan, Elementary. Listen, the list goes on and on. And he's also in Tom Renner's film, if you were listening very carefully, to my previous guest, Assassin X. He's in that film. Mark is presently producing and starring in his own action adventure, which is currently in production, called Father and Father. He's also involved in the Riverhead Foundation, which saves whales and seals from entanglement. So besides being a professional, he's also got a heart, like all my guests do. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be here,
Fran. Ah, thank you. Oh, he's got that sexy voice on. Oh, look at this.
Already. So sweet, Fran.
Okay, yeah, really. All right, so now, let's just get right to it. How did you get involved? Let's start with the acting and producing. How did you get involved in acting and producing?
Well, Fran, since the whole show is dedicated to finding your way in the world, being happy, living life, not only long, but full.
Right.
You have to follow your dreams. And the biggest obstacle, as you might have heard from many people, is yourself. The biggest solution is
yourself. Right.
Yeah. So you can't blame anybody for anything.
Absolutely.
And if you could see it, you could be it.
This is what I always say. They say that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I go, the hell with that. Bring your own flashlight. Okay? You don't want to be
so right. You are.
I'm serious. People, I'm waiting for other people to save me. Forget about the other people saving you. You could have a team together and they could help you.
You'll be laying dead in the street. They go, there you go.
That's right. And they go, well, sorry, I didn't save you. What could I do?
No. All right. So you really have to look What makes you happy. And sometimes you search your whole life, you cannot even find what makes you happy.
But you found what makes you happy. And talk about it. Talk about the
sure.
acting
okay.
and producing.
Okay, so anyway, I was originally in, the first film I was ever in was the cult film, The Warriors.
Yes.
My goodness. That really broke you right into the film of major motion pictures.
But, yeah, good.
And there I saw, this is definitely not what I want to do. It was crazy. There were real gang members. There were people doing drugs. I was a little Jewish kid from the from Rockaway.
Oh, don't act so innocent. Yeah, okay.
But I was shocked. So I got out of it for many years. But then many years later, there was a calling. And I took the calling.
And it was the mob guy. No, go ahead.
So, but looking at different, doing theater productions and film productions, and you're always going, where am I next job?
Right.
Always stressed out.
That's true, because you're depending on other people to create your happiness when you do that.
Yeah, so you're always looking for that next piece of work. I said, listen, why don't we just make our own work?
And that's when you came up with this idea for this film.
For Father and Father.
Tell us about Father and Father.
Father and Father was the brainchild of Stephen Wisniewski and myself, who was he wrote short stories. I worked for a financial company 20 years ago at Standard & Poor's, if I could say that.
Yes, you can.
And we would write short stories to each other and entertain us to no end. So I called up Steve and I said, Steve, I got a lot of good ideas. He goes, I got a lot of good ideas. So we sat down and he said, what makes you funny? What makes you laugh? I said, this makes me laugh. And this makes him laugh. We dropped down a few ideas. Before you know it, we got a script.
There you go.
And before you know it, you think it, you be it, we're in production.
And I'm in that film, by the way.
And she is unbelievable. But regardless of that, it finds itself. But you have to let the opportunities come to you. You have to let the opportunities come.
Absolutely. So, and now, just to touch on it a little bit, I know that you... Well, first of all, let's continue with this line of the film. So if people want to find out about the film and they want to be...
Just let me tell you a minute about the film.
Yes, please.
If I can.
Yes.
We've taken two award-winning artists. Now, I'm talking not artists that you find around the corner. These are Hollywood artists that have seasoned careers. I'm talking about the likes of Art Camacho, who creates fight scenes that appear like ballet movements. We're talking about Michael Baumgarten. He's got an eye for the camera and an eye for his soul. We're talking about a cast like Sasha Mitchell. Sasha Mitchell, you might have remembered him from the full kickboxing franchise. 3, 4, 5! As well as Dallas, not bad as... E.J. Ewing's son?
I don't know, but you are so passionate about this, I'm worried you need your own room.
And he's joined the cast, Frank Capo. There are a few people in the wings that I'm not at liberty to tell who's in the cast, but we're very excited about the production crew.
Of course, Tom's
the cast,
in it, yeah.
And you gave it away. That was the next big announcement from Goldman Mark Productions and Metro Goldman Movie Pictures.
Now, just for once, so if people want to find out
if you want to find out about Father to Father, please go to our website at Father and Father, spelled out, FatherAndFather, the movie, spelled out, .com. So Father and the Father, the movie, .com. And you could drop us a note. We're giving away free stuff. If you think you have what it takes to be in Father and Father, which is an adventure comedy that is like no other, mm-hmm. where you have, it's a buddy cop movie, but where the buddies aren't cops. They're men of the cloth.
That's right. So, and we're not talking loincloth either. Yeah. We're talking priest with a collar.
But boom. So you have to beware of the long arm of the Lord.
Okay. And now that we have that, we'll just touch one more minute, because speaking of the Lord, you there, must begin, Lord, and I'm not saying that you're, you know, but what you are also involved in the Riverhead Foundation, which saves whales and seals,
yes,
and that
yes.
is God's work,
no,
too, helping out animals.
I have to tell you, I'm so glad that I went through the certification from FEMA and Homeland Security to be on a seal rescue team, not like Tom Renner, where he busts in and really busts and move. This is, we're actually doing... saving whales and turtles and dolphins and mammals all the way from Maine to New York. We're the only authorized representative from New York State.
Wow.
And we have a full, there's a beautiful aquarium in Riverhead, Long Island, New York.
Yes.
And you can make donations to the riverheadfoundation.com. You could join our SEAL team, rescuing seals out of Freeport through March, through November. We'd love to have you.
Wow. So, Mark, you are involved in so many things. I am honored that I am also in your film. We can't wait for it to come out and see it and see all the fascinating people that are in it. And in the meantime, we're going to save some seals.
Nuts. And you could even adopt a whale, a sea otter, even a sea tortoise.
Just don't put it in your aquarium at home. It might get a little tight. Anyway, thank you very much, Mark. I would love to have you back because all my guests have so much to say. We need more to talk. Anyway, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center. I'm your host, Fran Capo. This is Fran's World, and we'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side, an experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl!
Welcome back. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains. I'm your host, Fran Capo, and this is Fran's World. The show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelix Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can also like us on Facebook. Of course we want you to like us. Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark and Fran's World TV. And now I have my next guest who I have been friends with. I'm not going to say how many years because I don't like people to do the math, but she's got so many credits, even though I could do them in my sleep, I'm still going to. Allie Berman, puzzle artist Allie Berman, is a brain fitness expert, artist, author, educator, and lecturer for almost 40 years, even though she's only 22. She created her interactive puzzle art therapy system used by people of all ages in 16 countries and in the military to improve their brain ability. It improves their brain speed, strength, function, such as memory, but she's going to tell you all about that. She's also the founder of Anti-Aging Art and Brain Fitness Art. Thousands benefit from her art around the world. But Berman's art, I'm used to calling you Allie, sorry. Allie's art is exhibited in museum galleries and corporations and private collections worldwide. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Franny. Fran Capo, world's fastest speaking woman.
Try not to do the whole show at record speed, otherwise the show would have been over in like 2 minutes instead of an hour. Okay, so, Allie, first of all, people might hear the term puzzle art, and because you created it, they don't know what puzzle art or brain fitness art is. So why don't you start by explaining, first of all, how you developed it, because that's an interesting story, and what it is.
Okay, so quite a few years ago, in my 30s, I had a stroke. I went to my studio in Bali, in Indonesia, and I started to paint very differently than I ever painted before. I was very confused, very frustrated. The stroke was very scary. My kids were very young.
Naturally, yeah.
I began to paint very differently. I didn't understand what I was doing in my studio in Bali was trying to rewire my brain by using a special technique in art that I created. I created a new type of art. It's called puzzle art. And it consists of lots of small pieces of abstract art. You move the pieces around, you get them into a different direction, a different place, and then you see different lines and connections of color and shape and texture. I didn't understand what I was doing was actually trying to heal myself.
So you actually didn't do it on a conscious level. You actually just did it, and out of that, your artwork was born.
Yes, I've been painting and doing art since I'm 3 years old. My mom has all my awards to prove it.
That kindergarten award, yeah.
Right. And so, but when I went to my studio in Bali and I was resting after the stroke, I didn't understand that what I was trying to do was help myself. You know, you have to take care of your own life. You have to help yourself with everything.
Which is the theme.
You are responsible for everything in your life, good and bad.
Exactly. Because you, if you believe in anything of The Secret, you bring that into your life, the way you visualize, the way you focus. If you think bad things are going to happen, you bring that into it, the good things. People could have said to you, oh, no, you have a stroke, that's it. But instead, you actually not only did something that helped yourself, but changed other people's lives. This puzzle art, because I've done it, and it's been exhibited in how many different?
50 countries.
50, 5-0.
Museums, galleries, art centers,
and it's like,
you name it.
One big board that starts as her creation, but because you could take the pieces out like puzzles, you could rearrange them to the way that your brain wants to do it. And Allie always encourages people to be more creative along the way. Now, that led you into this brain fitness art.
Correct,
so explain how puzzle art transformed into brain fitness art and who's being affected by it.
Think of it this way. Our brain is, imagine a tree with all the branches, and those are the neural pathways. We have this happening in our brain. When you move my puzzle art and connect, make new connections of color and shape and line, you're actually rewiring different parts of your brain during the process. I didn't know that when I first started to do it. I just knew it made me feel relaxed, it made me feel happy, and I just kept doing it. And then it just grew and grew, and now we're doing great things.
But it didn't just do that, because when you have that, your friend, the ophthalmologist?
Behavioral optometrist.
Right,
Susan,
so we...
Susan Fisher. Yeah, she collaborated with me.
She's a doctor, so this is not like Allie just as an artist saying this. We're actually seeing that people have been affected by your art, I mean, to the point that they're functioning at a different level. Their brains are literally, and that's why she's calling it brain fitness.
Right. They're happier. They are actually solving problems in a quicker, more creative way. They are more focused and their focus and concentration has been improved, and they're really improving their memory at the same time. I worked not just with Dr. Fisher, who was the original collaborator with me, but traveling around the world, doing the exhibiting of my art. I also work with all kinds of neuroscientists, all kinds of therapists.
And the military, too. The military is using this to improve their brain ability, which is important because they need to be able to concentrate in a time of high stress.
Correct. And PTSD and TBI, traumatic brain injury, are very real. It could be a kid falling off a bike who has a traumatic brain injury. It could be somebody in the military who's come back and is shell-shocked.
Now,
literally.
Give us a story, because I know you've been telling me that kids and people have been really affected by your brain art. First of all, people can train and become certified.
Correct.
In these doctors.
Right. Doctors come to, we have the trainings right now in Long Island, and we've had people come as far as Israel, Italy, and
that's amazing.
Yeah. And they've come from, I've got South African doctors, I've got doctors from all over the country, and also everywhere. 16 countries they've come into me to train.
And your system has been tested, I mean, right?
Yes.
It's scientifically tested that it shows that it works also.
I can't begin to tell you the effect. We get people calling all the time from, you know, different doctors saying, oh my God, Anthony couldn't read. He had problems. He did the puzzle art for half an hour once a week for less than 3 months, and his brain came back. He was able to read again.
So people, if you're listening, you got to understand that her brain fitness art is helping people that other people may have given up on. And she's basically rewiring the brains of people that are saying, oh no, the kid's gonna always be like that. And then all of a sudden these parents are so happy because they see a change with your artist creating. Now, you tell people first of all how they would get in touch with you.
So they can go to puzzleartherapy.com. And
PUZZLEARTTHERAPY. Oh, good thing I'm not in a spelling bee. Puzzleartherapy.com. And one of the things, you have a quick offer. Just tell real quickly.
Sure,
today.
Just go to the website, and there's a free brain game, and that's up at the top menu. Or go to puzzleart.com/free activity. Puzzleart.com/free activity. And if you're an adult, you're probably going to need level 2. If you have a kid who has problems in school, even a college student, reading, writing, you know, that kind of thing. They could have been in an accident or just they have some issues.
So if you want something that's going to help your brain, your concentration, your memory, this is the type of stuff that you want to do. When I have a birthday party every year, I have Allie there and all the people are like, what is she doing? And then she has you in front of her easel and the next thing you know, you're following with your eyes and your hands and it works fantastic. And then people are like, wow, I just feel really relaxed and really different.
80% of what happens in the brain comes through the eyes. This stuff works.
Absolutely. Allie, thank you so much. And again, people, if you want to get in touch with Allie and find out more or use it for your medical practice, you could go to Allie@puzzleartherapy.com. So much more on the website, so much more to tell about. I love all my guests. I love you, Allie. Thanks
love
for being
here.
And thank you for listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live from City Center. If you're around, come by, say hi, and we'll be back in a moment with more Fran's World.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl. Explore your world.
Yay, we're back. Okay, we're on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from City Center in White Plains, and we have people sitting here in the couches and benches and looking around, and one guy's looking at me going, what the heck is going on? Anyway, I'm your host, Fran Capo, and this is Fran's World. And the show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk radio app at iTunes at Westchester Talk. Why do I keep telling you that? Because I want you to spread the word. You can also like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Andrew C. Shark and Fran's World TV. And now for my next guest, who I met at an Awaken Festival, and I've been working with her also. She is fantastic. Her name is Vasudha Gupta, and she is a doctor. She has her doctorate degree at BAMS in India, in case of you who don't know what that is, because originally I didn't know. Bachelor of Ayurvedic Medicine and Surgery. She's an Ayurveda physician trained in both modern and herbal medicine. She founded the American Ayurveda in 2005 with the aim to make authentic Ayurveda guidance and products available to people in the U.S. And she's also an expert pulse reader and herbalist, which you find, of course, is different than the way than Western medicine does. But you're going to find all about that right now as we interview Vasudha. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pran. And I'm glad to be with a woman who is famous as the fastest talker, but I know her also as a beautiful person, inside out.
Okay? That's very sweet. I paid her $50 to say that. No.
Maybe a little more.
A little more. All right. You know, don't tell people how much I pay. They're going to want the same money. All right. So if you could please, because some people, you know, who obviously live in the United States may have never heard, like before with my previous guests, and may have heard, never heard of Tibetan medicine, and they may not even know what Ayurvedic medicine is. And that's why it's cool that the name of your company is American Ayurveda, which combines the two together. So please explain to my listeners what Ayurvedic medicine is and how long it's been around.
Sure, Fran. Ayurvedic medicine actually originated in India, and this is a history we are talking more than 6,000 years.
It's a long time.
So it has a lot of divine origin, you know, where you would hear a lot of sages and peers getting you all, you know, the herbal. So that's why it's like more like a divine medicine, we used to call it, because most of the herbs, they came from Himalayas, which, you know
right,
the famous
yeah.
mountain range. And the reason it's been around and still successful is because all it teaches you is you are a part of nature. And you can use nature to get back your balance and your optimum health. And that is why the word Ayurveda in Sanskrit actually stands for Ayu means your life. And Veda means a science.
Oh, so it's the science of your life. That's
so,
very cool
yes.
to know.
And all it teaches you is how you can lead a healthy and happy life very simply.
That's the one thing that I was impressed about also. Well, not the one thing. I was impressed about a lot of things. But when I went to your office and you were like, okay, tell me what you're eating. You know, so it wasn't only just like, here's a medicine, like, unfortunately. And I have nothing against Western medicine. I go to a doctor whenever I need to go to a doctor, too. But the point is, a lot of times in Western medicine, they only deal with, all right, your arm hurts. Let's forget about the rest of the body, as if they're going to chop it off and, you know, just work on the arm. But you were like, tell me what you're eating. Tell me how much you're sleeping. You were doing a whole diagnostic on me when I went there. So when someone comes to see you, explain, like, because you do a customized plan, so explain how that works if somebody comes into your office.
Sure, Fran. The way this works is when you come to see me, okay, I am not only going to ask you or find out what's wrong. I'm going to actually delve into your energy system through your pulse. And I'm going to try and find out everything that's not in balance. And that includes all your organs, your systems, and everything I do is through your pulse. So in Ayurveda, we study 7 levels in your pulse, basically.
And I still don't, I mean, obviously I don't need to get it because no. I feel my own pulse and I go, all right, I'm alive and I got a heartbeat. But obviously with you, you're seeing a lot more just
yes.
through the pulse.
It's studying more about the energetics in your pulse. And what I do is I feel the pulse, not only look, you know, feeling like, okay, how many beats per minute or how is the strength of your pulse? I don't look at all that. What I see is what's your body type, which is the basic constitution with which we are all born.
So what is my body type?
You are more pitta vata. And
I'm water. Okay, okay.
No, you're fire and air more.
Okay, I'm fire and air. It's the Leo.
So,
no,
okay. Yeah. And the reason we need to know this is because each of us is different,
right.
totally different from the other person. And the body type is what gives you your particular characteristics, the physical, the mental attributes that you're born with, and that the way your body works is based on that.
So that will determine...
Yes.
I don't want to say what kind of illnesses you have, but that has an influence on
how... It definitely, yeah. yes. It's very important to know your body type because it influences everything. The kind of diet you like, the kind of lifestyle you like, the kind of, you know, hobbies or passions you have. And everything is based much more on your own body type. And it's very easy to lead a healthy life if we know what's your body type.
So you can determine what is good for me.
Yes.
So that's why it's customized, because the next person may be, you know, earth instead of fire. And
no, see, even if another person is same like you, suppose fire and air,
okay,
the percentage of the fire and air that that person might have, even if it's 1 or 2 point different than yours, the attributes will change.
Oh, really?
And that is why it's very important to know that this is how your body is made. And the second thing I also check is your organs. I check the energetics of all your organs through your pulse. So many a times when I tell my clients, okay, your liver is getting really, really sluggish, they are like, no, I just had my blood work and everything turned out fine. But I'm like, no, something is off in your liver and this is what's happening. It's getting clogged. And it actually comes in the blood work a year later.
So you actually could see it up front.
Yes,
first.
Much, much, much ahead of, you know, before time, yeah.
And now one of the cool things, well, two things that I know, that the products or the supplements, I hate to call them products because it's just like medicine, like you don't call a doctor's thing a product, but, the you know, are 100% herbs and free from preservative filters and binders and other chemical additives, which is important because in this society, we're so filled with toxins that you don't want to be taking more toxins into a supplement without knowing it, thinking you're taking in something healthy and it's not working. So you make up your, you do your own supplements. You
yes.
put them together.
The reason I started making my own was I used to write and give them. Like when I started 12 years back, I would write and give them a supplement and they would come back with like metals and, you know, toxins in the blood work. And I'm like, no, this is not supposed to have this.
Right. So it's defeating the
purpose. Yeah. So instead of, and what happens is, see, all the fillers or preservatives that you find or stabilizers, they're all chemicals basically. And most of them are acids.
And that's bad.
Our
body is
as it is. Yes. Yeah. We all have too much acid in our system because we are eating out all the time. We take food which is in a can or a tin, you know, which is definitely coming with the chemicals,
yeah,
because any preservative is an acid, basically.
Yes.
And that's the reason I started this company, and I call it American Ayurveda, because this is customized for people in America or who are not in India and who don't have an Eastern medicine system as their base.
And the great thing, and then we got to unfortunately wrap this up because I could talk to you again for hours for everybody, is that you could work in conjunction with a traditional Western doctor, so he could give you one type of medicine, but your supplements work with that, like with the thyroid that I'm doing. So if people want to find out more about you, they should go to the website.
Yeah, my website is www.american, like just the American word, and then it's Ayurveda. It's AYURVEDA.com or .us. I have both of them. And they can read more about me. They can find out what I do. I also teach.
And
you
she's
know.
In Manhattan. She
yeah.
teaches. And you can go to her and you can find out a year ahead of time what's the matter with you. Maybe nothing. But you know what? It's good to know. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. I am, you know, thankful that I met you at that Awaken Festival. Now I'm awakened to Ayurvedic medicine. This is Fran Capo. You've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the city center here in White Plains. You've been listening to Fran's World. That's the end of our show. Matt, I want to just give a shout out to my fantastic engineer. Everybody is applauding because if it wasn't for him, this would be a very boring radio show because you wouldn't hear us. Right, Matt? Matt is right there. Okay. Well, of course, I have to say thank you. I don't have to. I want to. Anyway, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, all our sponsors. And we'll hopefully see you next month. Same time, same channel. Tune in to Westchester Talk Radio.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.